we've been seeing a lot of reports lately over the past several days about virus alerts on Facebook, phishing scams that are aiming to get your personal data. The most prominent one that's come up again is an older virus called Zeus. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
The Zeus virus looks like it's about 7 years old. It's kind of come and gone a couple different times. Basically, through web links that have come up recently on Facebook, but have come through emails and comment sections of websites, people click on those links, and this Zeus software is downloaded to their computer. It's basically a keystroke tracking software that allows someone remotely to track a victim's activity online. It can redirect some of their web usage. For example, if it notes that they're going to a specific financial site, I believe it can redirect them to a phony version of the same website. Basically, it's just one big kind of silently operating system that is intended to steal your personal or banking information.
There are warning signs that a post somebody has made may be fraudulent. Why don't you explain what we should be looking for?
Well, look out for any link that is posted from a friend's account that doesn't have any context. I think I see that pretty regularly when someone's account's been hacked. You can also look for things that are out of place in comment sections. Any kind of link that you don't need to be clicking on, kind of as a good rule of thumb, any link you don't need to be clicking on or that looks like it's going to direct you somewhere that you don't trust or you've never visited before, you need to look at it with some level of suspicion. It looks like in the case of this Zeus malware, a lot of the links that have been set up have had a .tk at the end as opposed to like a .com or a .org. .tk means the domain is hosted by an area or for a company that's based out of New Zealand in a particular small territory of New Zealand that is supposedly a hotbed for online fraud. So keep a lookout for the very end of web links also. It can tell you a lot about what you might be diving into if you click on it.
You mentioned out of context.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly do we mean by that?
Well, I think I've seen situations on Facebook when I would later find out that my friend's accounts had been hacked or misused, where you basically just have someone who's posted a link, and there's nothing but a link. Why would someone just be posting a link randomly, particularly when it's a link that is mostly a bunch of garble and may not have a .com or .org ending or some ending we're familiar with? Comment sections, you see this all the time. You'll scroll through a website, you'll read a news article, you'll go to the bottom, you'll see a couple comments that seem to make sense, and then you'll see some that are either just strictly intending to sell or direct you to a link, or it's a comment with just an unattached link to anything else, something that doesn't seem to make any sense whatsoever. Anything that's just grossly out of place or kind of comes at you out of nowhere with no sort of context, those are the kinds of things I always look out for as a user.
One of the other ones I've seen is, oh my God, can you believe someone did this?
Absolutely. Any sort of shock or attempt to get someone to go straight to a link is usually going to have a link that's going to have some sort of suspect around it, if you will. A good example of that is after the Boston Marathon bombing, there was an awful lot of email traffic and web traffic that went around that involved these sort of bad links to malicious websites or malicious software, rather. It would be something like what you just described. It would be a link with a note that, click here for exclusive photos or exclusive interviews. Any sort of attempt to get people to see something and get them to click right away without really considering what the link might actually take them to. That was a pretty prime example of a situation where we saw an awful lot of this type of traffic.
What should they do if they see these in their friends' feeds?
Well, they could contact their friend directly through either another means altogether, like give them a phone call, for example, or they could send them an email as well, let them know that their account may be hacked so that they can post a warning to their other friends not to click on anything. It would also give the person an opportunity to delete these things. You can, I believe, report things to Facebook that look out of place. Facebook's been working with some different companies in the web security space to try to get their postings cleaned up a bit, to try to flag and alert users to these types of potentially fraudulent links. So, you know, there's an effort going on behind the scenes to try to keep this to a minimum. But if one of your friends' accounts looks like it's been hacked, best thing you can do is probably let them know right away. And, you know, whether that means you make a comment also on the story telling other people to stay away from the link, you know, that might be something you'd want to do as well for Facebook.
And if you have clicked on one of these links and you're worried about your computer, what do you do?
You should probably contact a local tech support company and ask them about it. If you've got like a Symantec or a Trend Micro, some sort of web or internet security software running on your computer, hopefully you're going to have some sort of protection, at least if you've kept it up to date. That's another thing you're going to want to do is keep your virus software up to date. You can hopefully rely on some of the barriers that are in place through that. Otherwise, you're going to need to contact a local company probably and find out what your next step should be, particularly if you find that your computer starts acting up in any way after the fact.